right, you're listening to Phoning It In on KDBS Davis 90.3 FM, KDBS.org. I'm Nadav, and right now from Salt Lake City, Utah, we've got the Mollies. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, can you hear us?
Hi.
I can. How many people are you right now? Why don't you introduce yourselves?
We are five presently. I'm Becky Jean Williams Swanson, and I'm the band president. Then to my left we have...
My name is Miles, and I'm the band gardener.
My name is Linwood. I'm on bass.
And I'm Mindy, and I am the band treat specialist, but I always forget to bring them. And she plays violin.
And I'm Vivian on the cello. I'm the band historian.
Yeah. Vivian takes the role.
Everyone present and accounted for?
Yes.
Well, almost.
Almost.
Pretty much.
Man, who are we missing?
We have another fiddler that's not here.
That's too bad. Well, this sounds like an awesome lineup. I was definitely didn't realize you'd be so many, so this is great.
Overwhelming, sorry.
Yeah, so you guys are in Salt Lake City proper right now?
Yes.
Downtown.
Properly.
Downtown. Where on the grid?
Well, we are at my place, which is, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. Right by the library, though. Salt Lake has a great new library. We're right by it.
So what?
Yeah, we're in the middle of downtown Salt Lake.
What room of the house are you in?
We're actually in an office room that is not part of my house, but is in the same building.
So I guess the walls are pretty boring, probably.
Yeah. There's a picture of a tree.
Nice
soothing
colors.
We feel like we're on a conference call, a business meeting, in this office setting.
Yeah.
Are you at like a board table or something? Like a conference table?
There are a few desks. Some of those brown leather chairs with the gold, like, what do you call them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's funny because so few people have landlines anymore. The office has actually become like a fairly common place for people to do the show from. Well, do you guys want to go ahead and play a song and check back in?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll do that.
Oh, my.
How's that?
Sounding great.
Good.
What was that one called?
That one's called Float My Boat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That one has a video.
That one does have a video. If you go to our MySpace page, you can watch that video.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well.
We make cakes.
What, in the video?
Yeah, we make a cake.
That might be what you guys are the perfect soundtrack to.
Yeah. Cake-making.
The girls love to play up the 50s housewife theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that going on a little bit.
So, actually, it's funny. I first heard you guys. I moved here to California from Boston, and as we were driving through Salt Lake City, we just happened to hear Fly Me to the Moon on the radio.
Or
Send Me to the Moon, rather, on the radio.
Oh.
And we're just smitten.
Oh, good.
Instantly smitten.
Oh, maybe we better play that one for you.
Tell the story about it.
Oh, well, the story behind that song is that I work for a greeting card company, and we have a national convention every year.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss asked me to write a song for the convention. And so that's how that song came to be. And we weren't going to put it on the album because it was just going to be a sappy send greeting cards to people song.
Mm-hmm.
But then we ended up really liking it. So we put it on the album.
Oh, that's incredible. That song.
We played it at the convention. There are thousands of people there. And so we sold a bunch of CDs afterwards.
Yeah,
it's
great. Very lucrative.
Helped pay off.
That's funny. That song is way too good to be just like a corporate greeting card anthem.
Right. Exactly. So if anybody needs, you know, a theme song for their convention, we're all
get
of
in touch.
That. So, yeah. I don't know. You want us to play that song?
Oh, man. By all means.
All right. Well,
we haven't practiced it in a while.
Yeah. But let me just make sure I can find it here.
It was like a year ago that we played the convention.
Yeah, but we got it. We've got it somewhere in here. Somewhere. Miles, tell a story.
Well, the story of how I got into the band
got
is
it.
I wrote that other song.
Yeah, Miles wrote that song we just played, and that's what gave him a spot as a band guardian.
Really, I would just show up at practice because I love their song so much, and eventually I got in the band.
Yeah, great.
That's sort of how I joined the water polo team in college. I just kept showing up. And
that'll do it. All right, here's Send Me to the Moon.
What's the music scene like in Salt Lake City?
Well, it's a pretty good music scene, actually. Kind of an underground indie scene. There's a few little tiny venues that house all the indie bands that come through. It's a good scene. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really know, comparatively speaking, but that's my opinion.
We're not scenesters, but there is a good scene.
Do you guys play frequently? Do you get out of Salt Lake at all?
We have in the past. We took a little bit of a sabbatical this last spring because I got married and our violinist got married. So there were some married things that happened that, you know, detracted from our play-in live schedule, but we're back on track.
We're playing on Friday at the art gallery.
We are playing at an art gallery in Salt Lake. If anybody that could possibly attend
California.
That is listening. So, yeah. That's the plan.
Cool. Yeah, you guys will have to bus you out here someday.
Oh, we'd love to come to California.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. It's a lovely place. What part of California are you in?
KDBS is in Davis, California, which is just south of Sacramento.
Okay.
Great.
So about 90 minutes north of San Francisco.
Okay. Well, do you want to play another song?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, we will play one called Nay, Speak No Ill. But we have to wait for Linwood to get the mandolin, because he plays the mandolin on this, and we haven't tuned it.
Have
we?
Well, a little bit.
A little bit.
Good. Gosh,
okay,
you guys are so unprepared.
I know. Thank you. blast out your eardrums?
No, not at all.
Okay. Felt really loud on our end, so we're just making sure.
Nope, nothing has exploded in here yet.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
That one we hoped had a little bit more of a Fiddler on the Roof kind of flavor.
Yep, I caught that.
Good.
Was anyone doing the If I Were a Rich Man dance over there?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Exactly.
And it was kind of a normal song until one day we were playing around with it, and that's just sort of what happened.
Yeah. We gave it a little culture. All right, well, you just tell us when to stop, and we'll stop.
We've got 10 more minutes, so as much music as you want to cram in there.
Play one called Dragon Slayer. That's a new one.
It's a new one.
Exclusive.
Sometimes we announce it like this. Dragon Slayer.
Yeah. Sometimes we do that. All right, here goes.
Sounding great.
How much time do we have?
We've got 7 minutes, so let's, unless you've got anything you want to say to California, let's keep rolling.
My brother used to live there, but he moved.
Don't fall into the ocean.
That's good advice. All right, we'll play another one real fast. This one's called Starbits.
Awesome.
Oh, and it's about the Clark Planetarium, which is a planetarium here in Salt Lake City.
Awesome. Do you think I could cajole one more out of you if you guys have like a quick 2.5 minute punk song?
We have a 2.5 minute
in a coma?
We did that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we didn't. We didn't do that one. We'll do one called Boyfriend in a Coma. But I need the ukulele. Okay, I got it. We gotta do it. Okay, ready?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
I'm glad. There you have it, dear listeners, the Mollies. Stay on the phone for just a sec, guys.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, the Mollies on Phoning It In on KDVS. Please check them out at myspace.com/themolliesmusic. And check us out at myspace.com/phoningitin and phoningitin.net. Stay tuned right now for that designated hitter.